May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our sustenance and our freedom. Amen. So almost 30 years ago, at this time of year, I was in the middle of plebe summer at the Naval Academy, which is the boot camp part of that first year. It's where you're doing the transition from being a civilian into being a person in the military. And that was an entirely new experience for me as a 17-year-old. I cannot fully give justice to describing what your life is like during plebe summer, but it is no longer your own in any way. Every aspect of your time is controlled from reveille until taps at 10 o'clock at night. You don't move like yourself anymore. You have to carry your chin held back. I don't know if they make them do that anymore. I had the last real plebe summer. Sorry. But you square your corners. You have to speak certain ways. You call everybody sir and ma'am. We spent a lot of time in the push-up position, which they called front-leaning rest, which was not particularly restful. And then during meals, you would just get yelled at basically the entire time, and you would kind of shovel in bites of food while they were yelling at somebody else down the table who had messed up worse than you. But the one space we got during that plebe summer time where you could carry on and act like sort of like a normal human being with an extremely ugly haircut was between in the morning, like from 8 until noon on Sunday mornings. And it was so that you could go to church services if you wanted. And during plebe summer, pretty much everybody went to church services. There were no atheists in Annapolis on Sunday mornings of plebe summer. And part of why is they would serve these delicious donuts at all of the church services. I remember them vividly. They had plain cake and powdered sugar and these sort of powdery cinnamon ones that were really, really delicious. Although, actually, I don't know if they were delicious. I just remember them that way. The donuts were part of a much bigger experience of just being able to be a human and be with people who seemed to care about you and weren't yelling at you. And they were also part of the church service. So even if you went for the donuts, you stayed for church. And you got to come away with that message of hope and a reminder of a world bigger than the one that you were in, and a daily life where you were still in contact with something other than your immediate experience of plebe summer. And one of the things I've carried with me from those services decades ago was a sermon preached by Chaplain Carroll. He was our Navy Protestant chaplain there. And the sermon he gave was a reflection on a sermon he had heard when he was in Vietnam. I don't know if he was a chaplain then. I assume he was just a Marine serving with the troops in Vietnam. And the sermon that he gave, that what he told us about, was that they were it was combat Vietnam. They were in the jungle, in the dark, just gathered in some little place where they could hold a short service. And the chaplain then, all he did was, they had a Catholic cross, so you can see the crucified Christ on the cross. And the chaplain just lit a lighter and held it up to the feet, the wounds on the feet, and the wounds on Jesus' hands, and then the wound in his side, and just illuminated those wounds for the soldiers to look upon. And he didn't say anything. And as Chaplain Carroll told it to us, he said, "That was the best sermon I never heard." When all those people followed Jesus across the sea at the beginning of our reading today, they thought that they were looking for bread, food. They thought they were looking for a repeat of that miracle that we heard about last week, the feeding of the 5,000. But what they were looking for was Jesus. And Jesus tells them that today. Jesus says, "I am the bread of life. You aren't actually here for bread, or for donuts, or for anything you can consume in that way. You are here for me. You're here for what comes down from heaven and gives life to this world. Those soldiers that attended that service in Vietnam, their chaplain knew that these were people who were plenty familiar with things perishing. That is sort of what they were doing as their day job, being part of things perishing. And that chaplain knew that in that moment, they didn't need any more substitutes or things of the temporal world, things that would pass away. They just needed to focus on Jesus. That was what they craved. So the chaplain offered time for attention directly to the body of Christ and to the reminder that suffering and death in the Christian story don't get in the way of eternal life. They are the way to eternal life. Everything that we do in here is wonderful, and it is sacramental. The community and the coffee and even our Eucharist. But it is not the main event. The main event is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is what binds us to what does not perish. And that has always, always been true. For myself, in this moment in time, I'm in a place of not knowing what to say or where to say it. I have a feeling of the world being too much with us, you know, that Wordsworth poem. And it's put me in a place of silence. And in that silence, I'm comforted by Chaplain Carroll's sermon and that opportunity to just contemplate the body and the story of Jesus Christ. In this physical space at St. Bede's, when I meditate on this cross, I don't know how well you can see, but there's red right in the center of it, and my focus often is drawn to that red. That makes me think of the blood of Jesus and also of an alive and beating heart, like the heart of God that is just like ours, beating. And I feel very connected to God and to Christ in that way, in that sign of life that is just like the life within us. This is who I have come for, and this is who we have come for, and this is who has come for us. So almost 30 years ago, I went to a church service for donuts, but what has stayed with me is this pure contemplation of Jesus Christ. In silence and without understanding, but that sense of being connected to the divine and to the life-giving energy of our God. 50 years ago, a gathering of soldiers in East Asia did the exact same contemplation and received the same nourishment in the midst of their darkness. And 2,000 years ago, a whole bunch of people crossed an ocean looking for that exact same thing and finding it in Jesus. And here we are. Lord, give us this bread always. Amen.